Catechism question this week is, what is repentance unto life? The answer has many components in it. It says many good things in a short amount of short compass, small amount of words. Repentance unto life is a saving grace, and that's a wonderful truth so far, that repentance unto life is something that God gives to us. This is actually a phrase that comes from when the church in Jerusalem heard about Peter's experience at Cornelius's household, and they stop arguing and they just rejoice, and they say, then God has granted unto the Gentiles repentance unto life. And in other passages you read about the hope that God would grant someone repentance and so forth. So repentance unto life is a saving grace, which means if you've been trying to repent and you can't, like that Arminian who visited Reverend Dr. Benjamin Morgan Palmer, was very upset with him because he'd been preaching a conference that was called a revival at the time, but it just meant a conference on doctrines of grace. And he was very upset, and he told Dr. Palmer, you know, I don't like your Calvinism. I can repent whenever I want. I can believe whenever I want, blah, 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 blah. And Dr. Palmer didn't even look up from what he was doing at his desk. And he said, oh, well, then, very glad for you that you can do that. My advice is you better go do it at once. And the man said, that's just it. I've been trying, and I can't. And Dr. Palmer said, oh, well, that is a very different case then. And he put down what he was doing. He looked up at the man, and he invited him in, and he prayed for the man that God would give him faith in Jesus Christ and repentance unto life. And the man attended the preaching that evening, and he was converted, and he was delighted to tell Pastor Palmer that he had been converted. So, great start for this catechism answer. Repentance unto life is a saving grace. If you find it hard to repent from your sin, that's because God is the only one powerful enough to give it to you. And he is good, and he loves to give it to you. So you ask him to give you repentance. Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner. Now, that's important. Holy angels don't have to repent. Unholy angels, demons, don't get any grace. They cannot repent. But a sinful man is the only one who both needs and can have repentance. So it's whereby a sinner. Therefore, when we are repenting, let us not think highly of ourselves for doing it. The fact that we are repenting just demonstrates that we belong to that class of people who are eligible to repent, sinners. Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin. And this means not he feels bad about the way his sin makes him feel. Our feelings are not a true sense of our sin. There are people who feel bad about the way their sin makes them feel. And, you know, it's God's mercy to them that their sin makes them feel bad. But a true sense of sin is like that which David describes in Psalm 51. Against you and you only have I sinned. That our sin is so infinitely offensive against the glory of God, that even if we have sinned greatly against many others, it cannot be thought to compare to how we have sinned against God. A true sense of our sin will see it as justly deserving God's holy wrath, and that which, if God was going to love and adopt sinners, would necessitate that the second person of the Trinity, the eternally begotten, eternally beloved Son, would be made man in order to die and in order to suffer under the wrath that that sin deserves. That's a true sense of your sin. But there are two things that are apparent to you that drive repentance. When we see our true sense of our sin, we might shrink back from it with horror, but we wouldn't have anywhere to turn. There's another wonderful thing that we notice, however. Out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, that there is someone to whom sinners can turn. Sin is something from which sinners must turn, but there is someone to whom sinners can turn, that God, as we heard him announce his name on Mount Sinai, Yahweh, Yahweh, God merciful, gracious, long-suffering, exceeding full of steadfast love and faithfulness, pardoning and forgiving sin and iniquity and transgression. And so he is a God who loves to pardon, and he loves to pardon because he does it in Christ, and thereby the Father who has elected and the Son who redeems and the Spirit who applies that redemption are much glorified in sinners turning to them, so that all of heaven rejoices. The angels who take all of their cues from their throne, from the throne of heaven. There is much rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. This is the sort of God to whom we may turn, to whom we must turn, when we are turning from our sin. And that is the great thing that convinces us to turn to him. If the horror of sin convinces us to turn away from it, much more does the goodness and mercy of God in Christ convince us to turn to him, and much more to turn away from sin. Because when we see the greatness of his goodness, if we have had that true sense of our sin, it makes the sin itself even more revolting, repulsive to us, that it could be against such a God who has shown us such mercy. So that brings us to repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, doth. And there's three things that happen here. First, our affections with grief and hatred of his sin. Second, our actions turn from it unto God. And third, our diligence and endurance with full purpose of and endeavor after new obedience. And so there is the emotion and the action, and then there is the behavior that follows the turning. We make purpose of and endeavor after. So we don't just kind of turn toward God attitudinally, but even with our action, with our thoughts, with our plans, with our efforts. So repentance requires new obedience, not just rejection of the sin. So that's the whole answer. Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, doth with grief and hatred of his sin turn from it unto God with full purpose of and endeavor after new obedience.